Eskimo Joe's, did you ever compete? Were you gone? But how does that timeline?
Stan Clark, who is one of the best operators in the world, and thinking all the time, Stan put in Eskimo Joe's a little after we put in our first Pizza Hut in Stillwater. And he was such a good operator, and Eskimo Joe's became a legend, you know, as he got into selling T-shirts and everything else. We had a concept, pardon me, here in Tulsa called Chimmy's, which was a Mexican concept, and Stan Clark, Eskimo Joe, wanted to put in a Mexican deal in Stillwater. And I said, Stan, we're not going to franchise, we're not going to license you, but what you do, send your people over here and we'll train them for you, which he did, and we helped him open up his Mexican restaurant in Stillwater. And he's got another concept. Well, he put in an Italian deal, yeah. And but Stan's been a great friend all our life, and he has done a lot for Oklahoma State University.
Right. But you had pizza, he had burgers. Were you competing, or was it different food? You both were able to survive because of
sure.
a different kind of food.
And, well, Stan was located up by campus, and we were off campus. And pizza didn't really compete with you know, he sold hamburgers and beer, a lot of beer, and we worked together on stuff, helping each other. Yeah, he's just a terrific operator.
Right, and then back to Don Tyson. You said he built, but he had a chicken company. Was he also a contractor? Construction.
Don was an entrepreneur. His mother and father were killed in a train wreck when Don was very young, and he took over Tyson Foods when it was nothing. I mean, all they sold was ice pack chicken to Safeway and the stores, and thin margins. And so Don also did a lot of building. He built apartments in Fayetteville and Springdale, and their headquarters was in Springdale. And Don was a great man. He helped us immeasurably. Besides building Pizza Huts for us and being the landlord, he introduced us to bankers, to everybody you needed to know, you know. And without Don, I don't think we could have developed Northwest Arkansas like we did, because we had two Pizza Huts, two Delivery Huts in Fayetteville. We had Springdale, Rogers, two in Rogers, two in Springdale, Bentonville, all that area we had, yeah. Pizza Hut that Don built for us, the building, like I said, it had a full basement. And that basement, we hired two would-be freshman architects out of Stillwater that had done a real neat building for a guy we knew. So we hired them to design the basement for us. And they did it on a Colorado ski lodge. Big fireplace in the middle, booths all around, real, real good atmosphere. And all the college kids loved it. And it became the biggest. We were the biggest volume of Budweiser in the state of Arkansas, even more than Stan Clark was selling at Eskimo Joe's, because of that basement. Everybody loved that place.
Was that your idea to come out?
It was our idea, yeah. Yeah.
Great idea. Did you replicate that anyplace else?
We didn't. Another franchisee did in Indiana. There were two or three more, but not us. We just did that one.
You're in your 30s now, 40s in there someplace. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy in the restaurant going around talking to people and thanks for coming in and all that kind of stuff? Did you do that?
Yeah, you got to do that. And Pat was very good at it. Anytime we would inspect a Pizza Hut, the first thing we do, of course, is look at the facility, make sure everything's clean and nice. Then we'd go around and talk to the customers, because they can tell you more than anybody else. If you know, what's the problem? Be honest with me. Tell me about the place. And then we'd talk to the employees, because they only tell you what you want to hear. Yeah, we enjoyed that.
You're doing quite well now for yourself. And your home's in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And while this business is growing, so financially you're doing quite well, and this has been a big boon for you.
Well, we actually moved to Florida in 86 because of Oklahoma's high taxes, and we were building, we had teamed up with a builder here in Tulsa, Pat and I had, and he built apartments and commercial buildings, and his name was Neverfail. You probably knew Neverfail, and Never was a great, great guy, a good partner, and Pat and I really enjoyed everything with him. And he had come to Pat and me and said, we're going to build these retirement centers. So he built one in Tulsa. And then we went down to Fort Myers, Florida, and built one. And then we went to Kansas City. Well, my son, Dirk, was the foreman on the job in Fort Myers. And after we finished there, we were going to build one in Tucson. And I told Dirk, well, I want you to go to Tucson. He said, man, I like it here in Florida. He's been there ever since. And that was 1987 or 8. And so Dirk tried contracting business, and then he put in a Mexican restaurant similar to Chimmy's, but a lot better, really. And he's got them down there in Florida now. And so he's been there ever since. So, you know, we had grandkids, he had kids. So Ann and I bought a place down in Florida and made our residence there.
Mm-hmm. The restaurant name was Iguana?
Iguana Mia.
Yeah, and which is there right now down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's got three of them there now. One in Naples, one in Fort Myers, and one in Cape Coral. Yeah.